Good morning, honey. Yeah, I slept well. You? I'm not surprised. It sounded like you were having a great dream. Something dirty. You kept talking in your sleep, moaning about something, about being a good boy. Oh, babe, you're blushing. Oh, no, it's okay. Don't be embarrassed. So, you like being called a good boy? I see what you mean. That certainly has an effect on you. Don't worry, it's cute. I'm just surprised you never told me. Aw, sweetie. There's no reason to be embarrassed about it. Tell me more. What do you like about it? Oh, I see. Well, degrading words like that can be sexy. But I think there might be more to your desires than what you're letting on. When I just called you a good boy, your posture completely changed. Do you realize you averted your eyes when I said that? You even started to bow your head just a little. Those other words you mentioned, slut, whore, yes, they're very degrading and hot. But when they're said by the right person in just the right time, they can be a mark of ownership. They can signal that you belong to someone. So I think you really want to feel powerless and submissive. You want to belong to an assertive, dominant woman, to be owned and protected by her. Am I right? Oh, of course, it's fine. To be honest, I think I kind of like it. Let's play a game. I want you to entertain me by touching yourself. You're going to listen to my instructions and do exactly as I say. But you will not come until I give you permission. Understood? Good boy. Now, how about you start by taking out that cock for me? Yes. Good boy, and so quick to obey. Just like how I like my boys. Eager and compliant. Keep this up, and I just might have a reward for you. Oh my, you're already quite hard. You filthy little slut. Very well. Begin stroking it for me. That's right. Stroke it up and down while I fill your mind with naughty thoughts. Stroking slowly and firmly up and down. Don't you dare speed up just yet. No. Show me just how well my good boy can follow instructions. I hope you don't mind if I join in on the festivities, love. No, not like that. You just keep touching that magnificent cock while I slip a hand in my panties. Just like that, baby. Show me how weak, needy, and compliant my good boy can be. Well, I suppose I could kiss you, But what would be the fun in that? I think my dirty, submissive little whore needs to learn his place, to demonstrate his devotion and self-control. Remember, I'm in charge now, and I've already pampered you quite a bit. But to be fair, you have managed to amuse me. So luckily for you, I'm feeling generous. You have my undivided attention, and it's focused entirely on thinking of dirty, dirty thoughts to whisper in your ear. I can make you squirm without a single touch. You really do like it when I torment you like this. I think I just saw it twitch. Good boy. Good boy. Such a very good boy. Keep stroking. Speed up ever so slightly. If you need some motivation, you can watch me touch myself. It's okay. You have my permission. It's so easy to obey me. I make you so weak, so powerless, so aroused. And I love it, my darling slut. I want you to know that you'll always be safe for me. You trust me, don't you? It's okay if you want to submit completely. It's okay to want a powerful woman to take control. It's okay to fantasize about being my naughty little whore. Throughout your life, you've been taught to man up and always project strength. But, oh my sweet babe, submitting doesn't make you any less of a man. Just the opposite. It takes incredible strength to allow yourself this vulnerability, to surrender control to completely to someone. But it opens you up to so many new pleasures. I want us to explore those pleasures together. So just relax and embrace these feelings. Let completely and utterly go. Your thoughts, your worries, your intermissions. Surrender everything to me. Indulge and let your desires grow weak, needy and submissive. It's okay. I promise I'll be strong and protect.